This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voices of the People News Bulletin. Ecuador's cut off Julian Assange's internet connection, where he's living in their embassy in London. 48-hour period has passed without any new WikiLeaks dumps. 1.9 million U.S. children have concussions annually from sports and recreational activities. Healthcare.gov is preparing to offer plans with a lower deductible, finally recognizing that these loopholes are denying care. Trump has indicated that he would try to impose a non-disclosure statement similar to what he uses in his businesses with any White House appointees as well. In 1980, black men with a high school diploma earned 15% less than their white male counterparts, but black men with a bachelor's degree or more earned 5% less than similar white men. In 2014, the wage gap for high school educated black men rose 1 point to 16%, but the gap for college educated black men grew to an astounding 18%. And the gap is similar for black college educated women, who earn approximately 12% less than white college educated women. The Justice Department's Bureau of Justice Statistics distinguishes between rape, defined as forced sexual intercourse of various types, and sexual assault, which refers to other types of victimization separate from rape and which may or may not involve force, ranging from unwanted sexual contact and grabbing or fondling to mere verbal threats. Further complicating matters, states do not use a common set of terms and standards for what constitutes a rape versus other types of sexual battery. In short, these terms do not have a fixed and precise legal meaning. Survey of tech experts believes we will have self-driving cars by 2020 and that we will all own a robot by 2025. Nigeria got its own Monopoly game 4 years ago, replacing New York street names with those in Lagos. This August, it was made an official sport and young people are going wild for the game. The Anti-Defamation League has counted 2.6 million anti-Semitic hate messages on Twitter from August 2015 to July 2016. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.